It is a Thursday. I did not make it to the Wednesday podcast. It got a little hectic here. I had a handful of kids and then some. And by the time I was done by the end of the night, I was just so worn down. I've been swimming for days straight. I am burnt like a lobster. Well, my husband is. I'm just really burnt on my back. I was just exhausted. I went to bed at a decent hour last night. So did the kids. And, you know, in general, got a good bit of rest. So now I'm sipping on my coffee and thinking about doing some dishes. Thinking. There's a great word to say that, right? Thinking. But other than that, kids are outside playing, so you will hear random screaming and yelling because, you know, kids do what kids do. And I'm going to just sit here and chatter. By the way, this is Chatterbox time, and I am Trina. Thank you for joining me, and, you know, I hope you have a blast and laugh a little. So, and if you have any messages and you want to ask me any questions, you know, we could chatter about it online and, you know, with this podcast. My email is chatterboxpodcast47@gmail.com. So, and it's a lowercase c. And all together, no spaces in between. So, but other than that, it's been a great day. Hot. I have activities ahead of me for the week coming. This coming up week, I will be going over to North Carolina to my sister-in-law, well, soon-to-be sister-in-law and brother's house. They will be getting married on Sunday. I am super stoked. My daughter gets to be a flower girl. I was asked to be a bridesmaid, which is really cool. So now I gotta figure out a dress. Now, I got to admit, it's freaking awesome. I did not know what kind of dress I was planning on wearing because, you know, weddings, I was really trying not to wear a specific dress. You know how some girls are. They like to dress us up in some frilly, flowery outfit. But I was told I could go with black. So I am excited. I get to wear one of my nice, pretty black dresses. And I am freaking excited about it. So my biggest thing is I'll probably go up to the store, pick out my husband's outfit since he needs to be wearing blue and green somehow. So I was thinking like a light blue shirt with a green over vest and like some tan slacks or something. And then my daughter is wearing her flower girl dress that she wore for my wedding with my green strap that was with my wedding dress. I'm super excited for this. I know that things tend to be crazy in families, which always are. But, you know, the biggest thing is that you stick together and you do what you got to do to make those special days a memory for them, right? So, I know she mentioned that she needed somebody to take pictures, too. So, maybe, just maybe, not that I don't want to be a bridesmaid, I could talk her out of making me stand up with her and I could take pictures and then, you know, supervise my children if they're involved in this. So, and hopefully my brother's son is able to make it up. It would be really fantastic, especially since, you know, he's the same age as my son and they get to play together. So, I am super excited for my brother. He seems to be doing a lot better. He's happy. He's healthy. Granted, he's got some health issues from being in the Army and getting hurt and whatnot. But, or I should say Rangers. He's so particular. So, but other than that, it is a day in the life of that day, right? Pain, and if not pain, then pleasure and happiness. So, but, you know, just the last few days, it's given me a lot to think about. You know, I've got two kids here, two girls. One is older than the other, and they both are mouthy. They also tell lies on each other, which is really ridiculous. I don't see why they do it. And then I've got my three-year-old son, who is just a battle axe and a brave heart. He's always getting hurt. So we've already stubbed our toes for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, one would think that that would be enough. He managed to stub his toe on the steps. So we cleaned it up and ran out of Band-Aids. Great. And then day two, he stubs it again right off the bat. He's upstairs playing with the girls and done deal. So I put some new skin on it. This time it hurt, but he at least let me do it. Didn't hurt as bad. So, hey, it happens. All kids get hurt. As long as you got that Band-Aid kit, they're good to go. So, but, you know, I don't know if I would rather take girls or boys, because in all honesty, both are very difficult children, or different kind of children, and difficult in their own rights. So I definitely know that I'm not a girly girl mom, that I don't like going around and dressing up and putting makeup on. Like, I just asked my soon-to-be sister-in-law which dress to wear, and she goes, well, it would look better if you put them on. And I'm sitting here texting back thinking, girl, it's hot, I'm sweating, and there is no adult here to zip me into these dresses. I said, how is this going to work? Sure enough, I tried. I really did. I tried to get the girls to do it, and it wouldn't work. Not at all. They're too small for my big chest. And then I just messaged her back with a couple frontal views of two of the dresses I know that kind of fit. She picked the one that actually fits better, which is great. So I'm going to have my husband come home and zip me into this very tight, slinky black dress. And, you know, great. If I go to the store with my hubby and find, you know, a dress that is even better looking and a lot cooler than this one, I'll probably get it. But if I don't, then at least I've got a dress for the wedding. I got to put the crown that I'm going to take to her because, you know, I'm like that. You got to take something with you. I've gotten a hold of my uncle to see if we can get a family heirloom shipped out to us. I mean, we're kind of leery with mail and all that fun stuff. So we'll see if we can actually get it out there. I'm hoping that if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then it just wasn't meant to be. But I did have that epiphany. So I called him. It's about a week away. It might just give us the right amount of time. We'll see. But, you know, other than that, I guess, you know, it's just another day in the life of Chatterbox. I didn't get out to chatter yesterday, and tonight's going to be our drinking night, so I got to squeeze the chatter in today. So, oh yeah, food hacks. I cut biscuits in half and rolled up hot dogs with a half a piece of cheese. Now, I recommend you not to do a half a piece of cheese, probably 1/4 of a piece of cheese, because, you know, it melted all over the place. But, you know, the kids enjoyed it. It looks like there's a couple more. I just sent watermelon out, so they're all full. I'm actually getting this kind of quiet time period. But, you know, hey. Other than that, life here is going pretty good. I, you know, haven't really ran into any serious issues and discussions other than, you know, the typical relationship issues, which I really don't talk about on my own because it sounds like I'm bitching, but I rather have a topic conversation with somebody else where not only am I bitching and complaining, but we're both giving good advice to each other. So we'll store that one. Sorry about that. Had to clear my throat. We'll store that for another night, and hopefully it's a good night for that. We will see. Sometimes they're not all good because some relationships aren't all good. But then again, you know, some are just the typical, I don't want to tell him because he's going to get mad and, you know, he doesn't listen and, you know, hey, all guys don't listen most times. All guys do get frustrated and upset when they're confused or, and, you know, feel defensive. But, you know, you usually can't beat it, right? You find the one that you love and you just deal with it and in hopes that they grow with you so those small irritational problems aren't so small and irritational, you know, 5 years from now. So I'm just, you know, I'm one of those girls. I'd rather read a book and sit in quiet and, you know, have somebody want to spend time with me and cuddle and, you know, have fun, make adventures, but, you know, not just hold me back from doing what I want to do, but want to join me in what I want to do because it's an experience for both of us. You know, it's one of those things. And of course, I'm passing it down to my children because they want to do it their way. And it's like, we could do it, but we got to be careful. So I guess, you know, watching how your mannerisms with you affect your children and how they are raised, you know. Wow. It sucks when you have your awakening as a parent
and as a human being at this point in life, because, you know, I, you know, have those what if thoughts. What if this is before my time, that somebody had their awakening and I go through all the problems? What if? And now it's like, oh, what ifs is a lot of ifs. I'm just, what's next? What's next? I'm going to look forward to the next challenge. I'm looking forward to the next project. You know, reshaping my mind and thought process is a big deal and hard to do, especially when reshaping your mind process as a child wasn't really thought of. It was just there. A lot of things, you know, I find myself falling into a depression thinking about the what ifs in the past and how much fun it was. And then, you know, I got to think about my right now current situation. Is it as bad as it was when I was a kid? That doesn't mean the good times, but the bad times. No, not really. You know, I don't plan on making those same mistakes. Now, if I go down the same path for whatever reason, I promise not to make those same mistakes for the sake of my own kids. You know, that is not always easy and it's not always fair to them, and I'm well aware of it. So, you know, if I put my kids first and make sure that my kids understand that regardless of what's going on, their parents love them and they can work together, because, you know, how are those kids supposed to function in a society when everybody else isn't trying to function in a society where they get along? You know, I've gave advice and cautioned other mothers, and whether they're single mothers or just getting out of divorces, you know, getting divorces, you know. All right, you got negative feelings. Don't take it out on the guy. You already left him. It's a done deal. The dead end. Okay, so he comes back. Ignore him. Leave it positive in any manner you can. And if there's no way to keep it positive because they're just pressuring and pushing and trying to make it more than it is, then just straight up say, you know, hey, we separated. We're not in relationship anymore. It's not about us. It's about our kids. And every single time, continue doing it. Eventually, they'll figure it out. No, it's not easy. Sorry. No, it's really not, you know, available to do so, especially in the heated, high emotional moments. I get it. But if you can reshape your forethinking from the negativity from the relationship to the positivity of the relationship of the child and the parent, that's best. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that there's parents out there that aren't meant to be parents. I understand that they're neglectful to their children and they harm them, whether it's mentally or physically, but they still do it. You know, and everybody wants to talk behind their backs. Hey, you do this, you do that, you're a bad parent, you're a bad mom. You should. You should not be being your bad dad, you're a bad mom. You should be your great mom, your great dad. Because everybody has faults and everybody has bad days. So when they're doubting themselves and somebody else is doubting them too, it doesn't make it easy. It really don't. And most people out there don't want to be put down and told what they're doing wrong or what negative aspects they have. They want to hear the positive. And I get, if you've got to tell somebody that they're wrong or they're negative, try to do it in a constructive criticism rather than negative statements. It always works better and it doesn't make them as frustrated or irritated. But, you know, the biggest thing in my life and what I'm seeing is a lot of people are losing the family aspects to life. Is family supposed to be negative? Is family supposed to trash talk another? Or are they supposed to forgive, forget, and continue to move on? No, they're not. They're supposed to forgive it. They're not supposed to forget it, because not a lot of people can change their past. Not a lot of people can change their stripes. But they're also supposed to give, you know, what they can in a positive manner, and but not allow them to use them in the end. So if you feel, you know, your family stress and ties are real bad, whether it was you that caused it or they that caused it, think about it. You know, is this really worth all the energy that I focus on with them? Or should I just let it go? You know, go visit them, go see them, go have some laughs. You can still think about all that negative stuff, but just remember your actions need to be positive. You need to act as if you can walk away from it and be the bigger person. You know, kids out here, and I'm saying kids because they might be adults, they might be over 18, but they're still kids. Their mentalities, they forget.
the forgiving part in the moving forward. They want to be stuck in the negative, and some are very stubborn, and they're longer for, you know, for time periods, but it sucks when you make the choices that aren't going to benefit you in the future, and you have to learn those lessons, but don't dwell on it. Just remember, don't make the same mistake, you know, like I tell kids here, especially in this house, because, you know, not everybody follows rules the way they're supposed to. You got to stop and think, is it just for you, or is this for a higher reasoning? Are you in your ego because something bothered you, hurt you, or harmed you in the past? Or are you in your ego to move forward in a positive, uplifting manner? Because ego is not for you in a positive manner. It's to hold you back from moving forward. And you know what ego is. I don't want to do it because they did this. Or it's not fair because they did this. So, the moral of this rant and slight vent is just love your family. Don't criticize and bitch and hurt people. Don't. Just find a loving manner. It's only the only plausible way to move forward. And if you honestly can't, you should just cut the toxic people from your life and not spend time with them. And try to do something positive and something that you should be doing and following that gut instinct of yours that's in a positive manner. So, you know, just some advice. Don't take it if it doesn't work for you, and if it does and it helps you, even better. That's what I'm hoping for. So, but hey, life is life and it's fun. But, you know, as long as you're doing what you need to do and you're loving everybody around you and you're having fun and you're doing what you gotta do, hey, that's right. You're doing what you gotta do. So, if anybody has any questions or anything else they have to wonder or want or need, you know, just hit me up on an email and that would be awesome. And we can have this conversation later on. You know, one-on-one even, if live chats become a great idea, then, you know, maybe we'll do it. But currently, right now, it's just me, Trina, with Chatterbox Time. And it is probably the end of this podcast, so I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, have a great day, have some fun, make sure you have a lot of laughs, and, you know, give your love to everybody as you go, because, you know, you never can go wrong with loving somebody. So signing off with love and light, chatter on until the next time. Peace.